Double that.
Then we cut that up. Welcome to the Housing Trust Fund. We haven't met since June, and this is, let's do a roll call.
Member Madden?
Present.
Member Bauman?
Here.
Member Viscovine?
Present.
Member Hiller? Member Little? Member Matthew?
Present.
Member Peters?
Present.
Member Paradine?
Here.
Member Soika? Member Wasserman?
Now, I think Michael is no longer. He resigned a while ago.
Oh.
I think a year ago. And so.
He's been taken on the back.
Yeah. And then, so we have a quorum present, and it's a motion by Alderman Bauman to approve the previous minutes of June 14, 2012, and seconded by Kathy, and here no objection, so ordered. Item three is.
Actually, there is an error in the
Brian?
Minutes. Yes. Under number two, it says there's available a funding allocation of $4 million. I believe that's an error.
I don't. Oh, I do. I see. Let me have it.
There you go. Okay.
Right here. Yeah, 4 million. It's 400,000. So we just need a period there.
Yeah.
We wish it was 4 million. Good catch. And.
Table.
Yeah. And so the available to allocate is not 4.5 billion. In fact, the allocation is more reflective, I think, of 800,000. And we can correct that to get the exact dollar figure. Tony, do you know it off the top of your head?
830,390.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay, the unallocated amount is also wrong. So we'll correct those numbers. Thanks, Brian. I didn't catch that. Appreciate it. So, but on the back page, it does have the correct number of 830,000. Well, $300,000. Okay. Any additional changes or corrections? So, as noted, Kathy seconded Alderman Bauman's motion and hearing no objections, so ordered. We're now into the review and approval of the recommendations Housing Trust Fund submitted by the Technical Review Committee. And where would we like to begin? Mario?
Good morning, Chairman, members of the committee. I'm not sure if the committee chair wants to present the results or if you would like for me to do that.
Sure, I can present them.
Okay.
I actually typed it up, so I actually like to present it, if that's okay. We had some really good discussions through the two session meetings that we had, and I want to really thank the members who came to both of those technical meetings and were a part of that discussion. When we started, we had $830,391 of funds available, and we did award all of it. But some of the awards are coming with some contingencies, and I can go into those details as we go down. The first category is going to be the homeless category. We had only one application for this category this year, so obviously their odds were quite good. We really did like Heartland Housing's application, so they will be receiving the full ask of $207,598 that they asked for. But they do not have all the funding in place yet, so the award will be contingent on them receiving all their funds, particularly their federal home loan, to close the gap that is still there, even with the award. The next category is the rental housing category. And it was a very competitive category, and I believe there was one point in between the two top rental applications. So actually it was 0.1, excuse me, it was a 0.1. Common Bond Communities is going to be receiving their ask of $250,000, and it will be a rehab project on a Section 8 property in Forest Gardens, and with a total of 80 units. This award, again, is going to be contingent on identifying a construction lender. The next category was the home ownership category, and we'll be giving four awards in this particular category. Two will be full ask awards, and other two will be half ask. Milwaukee Christian Center of $126,000, and this will be rehabilitation of five owner-occupied units. $60,000 to Leighton Boulevard West Neighbors for their turnkey rehab project and the sale of three homes. These are foreclosures. The next two awards were very difficult. We had a lot of interesting discussion about how we were going to divide the appropriate funds, and we decided to split it between these two organizations. The first one is Gibraltar Development, and this is going to be a prorated number for rehabilitation of owner-occupied units. So they're getting $86,000 out of their $125,000 initial request. And the second one is going to be for Habitat for Humanity. Their initial request was $150,000. However, we chose to give them $100,000 of that request. And this is for a new construction project in the city. Again, this is contingent on them making the homes that they build visitable. We're assuming there will be seven homes for Gibraltar and for Habitat, but that will be the total number. But we'll let the CBGA office figure out the unit, the total units, and if it's that thing, as those projects progress. Any questions about our recommendations?
Mike, do you want to add anything?
No, I really commend the tech review committee on their work. Obviously, it's a very difficult process, and although my office is sort of used to kind of dealing with this type of these types of processes, they did a really good job of deliberating and coming up with projects that were going to really meet a community need.
Brian, the Heartland Housing, what's the location where they're doing the 37 units?
That's fine. I can answer that. Heartland Housing will be at Center and Buffum Street. It's a vacant city-owned lot there at the corner of Center and Buffum.
And I'm sorry, what was Center and?
Buffum.
Okay.
And then the 80 Section 8 rental units by Common Bond, are those concentrated or are they spread throughout?
It's garden-style apartments. They're on 34th and, I'm sorry, 34th and Florist Avenue.
Okay. And how about Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity?
That's going to be a scattered site. They're working in the Washington Park neighborhood.
Okay. Want to just recognize the people that were on the technical review committee, Brian?
Let's see if I can remember everybody, but off the top of my head. Corey Schneider-Paragini.
And
Lainey Wasserman.
And
And Tony. We also received an incredible amount of support from Mario.
Yes, Jim?
Two quick questions. Brian, I'm not sure if you'd be able to remember this, but do you remember what the gap was for the Heartland project?
I'll go through that.
The 296, am I correct, Mario?
Yes, when we analyze their gap, assuming that they get their federal home loan bank request, we analyze it at $290,000.
Okay. So then they're pretty much complete if they get the federal home loan?
Yeah, they'd have about an $80,000-something gap.
Okay. My other question was there any discussion about, with the scoring being so close between Common Bond and UMCS, about splitting that award at all?
One of our biggest concerns about UMCS was that they need to really apply for the tax credits yet, and so it'll be quite a long time before we know if they even win the tax credits or not. So we felt That Common Bond was the project that was going to be ready the soonest.
And Jim, in terms of coordination with the county on programs, it is somewhat, is there any private programs at your projects that you're working on that there's collaboration on any of these specific projects that are recommended for approval?
We actually do not have any involvement as of yet. We've had some discussions with Heartland, but we don't know if we have funds to identify yet. We, in the budget right now, that's going in front of the county board, we're looking at authorizing $200,000 for the County Housing Trust Fund going forward to 2013. But as of right now, we've specified giving preference to suburban locations for that money. But as of right now, all the projects on here, we do not have any partnerships with.
I have a question.
Yes.
For a couple of these that did not get awards under the rental category, I know I'll get some questions from people, and I'll read the numbers more carefully, but just off the top of your heads. For example, for LBWN, the request of $95,000 that was not granted, I'm wondering why that wasn't. And then also for the Martin Luther King request, why was that not granted?
LBW under the rental category, I believe. Mario said that they were receiving, getting funds from, they were getting funds from NSP, correct, Mario?
Sure.
Go ahead. Martin Luther King, to be honest, they didn't really meet the requirements, particularly the affordability requirements, require 15 years for rental housing. And this, for this particular category, and Martin Luther King didn't fit those affordability requirements in the category.
Really, what was their affordability period?
Under the Housing Trust Fund, under the guidance for Housing Trust Fund, it has to be a minimum of 15. And that
right.
Minimum comes from, it's actually a minimum of 30, but the committee does have the authority to go back to at least to a minimum of 15 years if you so fit. Their
and
affordability,
I apologize, what was there? Yeah.
And their affordability period was between 3 and 5 years before they sold. So it started off as a rental project, and then they wanted to sell in year five. So it did not, technically, it wasn't eligible under your current under current guidelines and rules.
I'm surprised they wouldn't know that, aren't you?
It says it in the application.
Right.
But, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. I didn't mean to.
They may have been a little bit confused with some of their application, because I know some of the home ownership requirements is 5 years. Oh, for home dollars, it's 5 years. So
for home dollars, not home ownership.
Well, home ownership, it's 5 years. And they applied in the home ownership category, except that their project starts off as a rental project. Mm. So.
Correct.
I get it. Got it. All right. Thank you.
Jim, is there any updates you want to give us from the county or on these projects, or is that pretty much it? We have $200,000 in the budget that was proposed for 2013.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of affordable housing projects that are coming up. We're using home funds, actually about a little over $3 million to do a lot more affordable housing in the suburbs now.
And is that part of the requirement from the feds, or is that just something that it was the board or the county?
Well, it's a requirement from the feds, but we had some previous program income that was unspent in years past that we decided to go to the board with.
Are they mainly going to be spent around here then, or is it?
Also a project in St. Francis.
Oh, really?
And we have, we're using block grant for affordable housing now, which I don't think had been done in the past of the county. So we allocated, I think it was $100,000 to the Marion Center in St. Francis for affordable housing for families, and also to the Wisconsin Preservation Fund for affordable housing in Shorewood, actually, that we're looking at doing. So.
Okay. Mm.
So how much?
That was $113,000 for that in CDBG. And we'll probably be doing another large home allocation in the next 2 months or so.
And Marvin, kind of jumping a little bit, but is there a status on the programs that we have awarded the dollars? Is there any outstanding that have not been drawn down for projects we've awarded in the past?
Sure. There's no one who really hasn't been drawing down. We still have a small award Habitat and a small award for Christian Center, about $30,000 each. So they have been drawn in. I think the projects for Habitat are definitely complete. And Milwaukee Christian Center was in the process of awarding another grant to the last, for the last homeowner.
Okay. Tom, do you have anything? Tom Gartner, the city attorney, anything to add or at this point?
Not at this point.
Okay. I'd like to also recognize Tom Gartner, who's recognized recently in the publication as one of the outstanding public officials of the year. So, Tom, congratulations. Yeah. It's long neglected. Good. Yeah. That $300,000 you're getting, no. More like a free lunch, but good job. We do have one individual in the audience. I don't know if you're from a project, but we always afford them an opportunity. I don't know who you are, but do you have any comments or you have any questions?
No, I do not. Thank you, though.
That's what I thought.
So, yeah.
Right. Any additional comments? If not, Brian's going to move for approval of the technical committee's recommendations for the allocation of over $830,000 for the projects that I've mentioned. Seconded by Kathy.
Yes, I'll second it.
And hearing no objections, so ordered. Review and approval of the 2011 annual report. This time, Tony makes that motion, seconded by Jim, and hearing no objections, so ordered. Having no other business come before the board, we're adjourned with the reminder that this will go before the Zoning and Neighborhood Development Committee and then the full council for approval. I want to thank the technical committee and our leadership for Brian for reviewing it. I know you spent a lot of time on it, and worked closely with Mario and his staff, so we're really appreciative. So, very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. You know, I'm Ms. Beijing. We're adjourned.